Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Cardington Crescent by Anne Perry. Narrated by Davina Porter. This book is copyrighted 1987 by Anne Perry. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. When womanizing aristocrat George March is found dead over his morning coffee, the immediate concern of the shocked Cardington Crescent household is quieting the scandal as discreetly and quickly as possible. Unfortunately for March's wife, Emily, that means accusing her of the murder. And now, Cardington Crescent.
Chapter 1. Mrs. Peabody was hot and out of breath. It was midsummer. Her stays imprisoned her unyieldingly, and her gown, with its fashionable bustle, was far too heavy to allow her to go chasing down the pavement after a wilful dog that was fast disappearing through the wrought-iron churchyard gates. "Clarence," Mrs. Peabody called out furiously, "Clarence, come back here at once." But Clarence, who was fat and middle-aged and should have known better, squirmed through the gap and shot away into the long grass and the laurel bushes on the other side of the railings. Mrs. Peabody, gasping with annoyance and clinging onto her broad hat with one hand, sending it rakishly over her eyes, tried with the other to force the gates open far enough to allow her extremely ample form to pass through. The late Mr. Peabody had preferred women of generous proportions. He had said so frequently.